I love these techie brothers. Praise the Lord. Thanks, brother. God bless you all. Still good to be back from Thailand with all of you. I've been just wanted to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13 a little bit. When I came back, then some of the young people informed me that Jake had given a little teaching to the youth about memorizing scripture and how to memorize scripture, and then gave them a little assignment to memorize 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which pretty much all the young people have done, been sharing that at youth, and I've been really blessed just hearing it over and over and over and over again. Has been very refreshing to me. It's just been really ministering to my heart. So I guess since everybody's been memorizing it, maybe I should ask somebody to quote it this morning. Who, maybe we, is there a volunteer? Is there somebody that can stand up and quote 1 Corinthians chapter 13? Who thinks I can do that? It's always so much more fearful than the, hey, where's Jasmine? She just said it really good. Is she here? Jasmine, you want to do that?
Not really.
Not really.
I would do it all together. See who will.
Oh, that might turn out disastrous.
It's been a hard one for me. This is actually
Harder
than some others.
Okay. Matthew, what about you, brother? Try it.
Sure. 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. 1 Corinthians 13.
Thanks, brother. So there's a lot of young people that were quoting it like that, and it was a real blessing just to see them do that and fill their minds with the Word of God. And reading Scripture is a little bit like when you hear a message a brother preach to. There's different things that sometimes go through your mind. Sometimes you can think when somebody preaches something or you read a Scripture, different people come to your mind and you think like they could really use this. Anybody ever had that? Another thing that happens, and that's what happened to me when I was hearing the young people quoting 1 Corinthians 13 and reading it myself, and that was, I want that. I really need that. Lord, I do that in my heart, Lord. And that's kind of what I experienced when I was going through this. Just some of the things there, because somebody that can speak in tongues of men and of angels and different languages, but without this love, you're just a noisy, clanging cymbal, you know? And if I had him here, I would bang him together and say, whoa, if I'm not loving you with Christian love, that's what John Bannerman is like. Just this, get him out of here. Get him out of here. He's not benefiting us anything. And that's why it needs to be in our heart. We can have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, have faith. Somebody can be very intellectual, really have a good working knowledge of the Bible and doctrine and theology and just be very gifted. And if there's not that love there, it doesn't profit anything, it says. I am nothing. We've missed the mark if we don't have this love one for another. Bestowing all my good, even sacrificial things. And you think, well, isn't this love? Giving my goods to feed the poor, giving my body to be burned, martyrdom or whatever that is there. But without even those things we can have without love. We can seem like we have love and not have love. And so it really has to be in our heart and not just, we can say things that you could tell your wife, well, I love you, dear. And she knows by the way that you're living, right, that you don't love her. Or wives towards their husbands. We can say the right things. We can have a form of godliness, but not have the power thereof. But we really need it in our hearts in order to be profited. And just some of the things that it mentioned there. And I've been just challenged, like reading through this and just asking God, make it real to me. What if this was a reality? I mean, it is a reality in our midst, and people have testified to that. What if it was more of a reality in our midst? What if it was really fulfilled in our midst? The fullness of 1 Corinthians chapter 13 was in our midst, Victory Christian Fellowship. What would that look like? And what kind of an impact would that have? It says, though a charity suffereth long and is kind. I think of that word kind there. It's just a short word, right? But you know what it's like when somebody's kind to you. You know what it's like when somebody's not. We see it, right? The way that it could be at work. It could be last night on the ice. I seen some things that were not kind on the ice last night. And it's just like, that's not love. And I seen some things that were really kind on the ice last night. I seen some of that suffering long. I seen some of that kindness. And it's like, oh, that's beautiful. When brothers or sisters live that out, it's so commendable. There's something sweet about it. It has a sweet aroma to it. It's like, yeah, it's beautiful. And charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Some of those words we don't use a lot anymore. Vaunting and puffed up, I guess we're familiar with, but it's just that arrogance, right? It's that that boastful, proud. We got this gym set this week and put it in our basement, some different gym exercise equipment. And so the boys and I are going to start working out together a few days a week. And I just shared with Joshua Mackay, I said, you know, if we're going to be working out and you're going to start maybe gaining some size and getting some muscle and getting stronger, let's avoid this one thing. There's something disgusting. If any of you brothers that have ever worked out at the gym, used to work out at the gym, there's something about somebody who's just like, they just can't get enough of themselves, right? You know, they walk by the shop window and they're just kind of like, they're just... And they're always talking about their accomplishments, how much they can lift. And as their biceps puff and their chest puffs out, so does their head just puffs with it all, right? And there's just something, as a boy, don't be like that, right? You don't need to talk about how amazing you are and how strong you are and all these things. But it's in many other areas of life. It can be in spiritual things. We can be puffed up and proud. And having a looking humble, but really being proud. It's amazing how pride sneaks in everywhere. I think that Steve mentioned it in his prayer this morning too. And I just thought that there's just two things that just really can't abide in your heart at the same time. Pride and charity. Like they're enemies. If charity is going to come, then pride's got to go. And if pride's going to be there, then charity won't come. And so we just really need to, Lord, take out the pride, the haughtiness, the puffed up, the vaunting. I don't know if that's a word, vaunting, but charity vaunteth not itself. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Just all those, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Sometimes you hear that, different comments, you know. Where somebody's a believer's rejoicing in something that, wait a minute, that's not truth, that's not righteousness. And yet, rejoicing in righteousness and rejoicing in iniquity at the same time. These things ought not to be, right? Putting away everything, that hating what God hates and loving what God loves. Verse 7 is a beautiful verse. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Like, if that could be a reality in my heart right there, for you, brothers and sisters, if I would bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, and endure all things in our midst there, I thought, I would be a benefit to the church. If that one verse in the Bible was a reality in my life, I could be a blessing to the church here. There was a couple songs that I just wanted to read. A couple songs that I asked Bernie if he would teach us these as well. These are on brotherly love, like our love one towards another. Angry words, oh, let them never from the tongue unbridled slip. May the heart's best impulse ever check them ere they soil the lip. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey the Father's blessed command. Love one another, thus saith the Savior. Children, obey his blessed command. Love is much too pure and holy. Friendship is too sacred far. For a moment's reckless folly, thus to desolate and mar. Angry words are lightly spoken. Bitterest thoughts are rashly stirred. Brightest links of life are broken by a single angry word. And just in our words to one another, right? And then there's the chorus again, but even our words to one another, our words filled with love and compassion and kindness towards one another, that because you can tell oftentimes by, yeah, somebody can be deceitful, but people know the way that we talk to them. They know if love is coming from this brother or from this sister, right? A text message, whatever it is, an audio message or just a conversation, you can soon tell if your brother or sister loves you, is living this out and really cares about you or not. And I was really pricked by some of these things in my own life. Just coming back from Thailand, it's interesting. Sometimes, I think it happened last time I came back from Thailand as well, but it was different. Then I noticed just the ingratitude, because the Thai people they're just very different, and you'll notice it if you ever go. Coming back and seeing this white culture that the world owes me everything, and it just really stuck out to me last time. And this time, for some reason, the thing that stuck out to me was just speaking negative of other people. And it's not that it was necessarily better there. It's just that I didn't understand anything anybody said, so I didn't hear it for a couple weeks. And so they might have been speaking negative of people, and I just didn't know. But it's interesting. If you're just away from something for a couple weeks, and you come back, and I heard so much negative talking. Even in our midst, I heard a lot of negative talking about brother so-and-so and so-and-so. And it's like, and then I begin to meditate, and I'm like, I do that too. I speak negative of brothers, and it's just like, it just became really ugly to me. I got really discouraged about that for a couple days, just seeing that and seeing that in my own heart, and then hearing the young people quoting 1 Corinthians 13, I was just like, oh Lord, I just really desired that in my own life. And the other song I was gonna... There was one more song I wanted to read. I just want to see. 753 was another one that I really appreciated. Happy the heart where graces reign, where love inspires the breast. Love is the brightest of the train and strengthens all the rest. Knowledge, alas, 'tis all in vain, and all in vain our fear. Our stubborn sins will fight and reign if love be absent there. 'Tis love that makes our cheerful feet in swift obedience move. The devils know and tremble too, but Satan cannot love. This is the grace that lives and sings when faith and hope shall cease. 'Tis this shall strike our joyful strings in the sweet realms of bliss. Before we quite forsake our clay or leave this dark abode, the wings of love bear us away to see our smiling God. So that was just my encouragement. There's different verses that talk about that we should have love unfeigned, and that we should love one another fervently, There's verses that talk about, by this all men will know that we are his disciples if we love one another. And so there's something really precious about this. Seems that it's greater than faith. And now by the faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, right? So yeah, that's just my encouragement. Let's seek to allow God to make that a reality in us and see how beautiful God can make his church.